That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and the first thing I want to say tonight is Happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope everybody is out having a great time. You know, my birthday was yesterday, and my twin sister and I used to go to New York City to the St. Patty's Day Parade and celebrate the whole day dressed in green, telling everybody it was our birthday. So I have wonderful memories about St. Patrick's Day. Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight because we are in a very powerful energy leading up to the April 8th eclipse, followed by the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th. As we are all aware, there's a big X across America, and that's going to be completed on April 8th of 2024. So, you know, in 2017, we had an eclipse across America in the opposite direction. It came across Florida and it went up to the state of Washington. And this time it's coming across the Pacific Mexican area, their wonderful ocean area, and across Mexico, up across Texas and Arizona, and through the middle states like Indiana and Ohio, and it exits out of the top of New York State and Canada. Well, what that has done is it's created an X in the middle of the country. And where it crosses is where there's going to be the most trouble and turbulence with the weather. You can go on the internet to Nassau, and you can look it up, and it will show you where they cross. And it's right in Indianapolis, part of Missouri, part of Lower Illinois, and part of Kentucky. It's very interesting. And then you see all kinds of things starting to happen, like with the recent tornadoes. And it's going to only increase. By the way, tonight is our call-in show. So the number to call in is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Well, I'll bet everybody's out having a wonderful time and they're going to forget about calling in. That's okay. So, with the solar eclipse across America in 2017, coupled with the one coming up in April, it forms an X. And this is a harbinger of bad news and really upsetting weather. The energy for both eclipses is now coming to the planet. This is one of the most pressurized eclipse seasons that we're experiencing in a long time. There's a comet in the air along with this eclipse on the south node in Libra. We have one of the most incredible eclipse pairs coming. The lunar eclipse is on March 25th. That's next week. This energy represents and brings endings, letting go, allowing the old guard to fall away. The solar eclipse is in Aries on April 8th, along with the North Node. And this energy represents and brings in new beginnings, fresh starts, innovative ideas, and huge steps forward. One area that I know is going to be pretty wonderful is the medicine area. Some of the cures that are coming. Also, technology. You're going to be amazed at some of the new technology that's coming. What does the eclipse indicate? From a logical standpoint, I sense that the way we express ourselves is about to change. The way we begin a new path, a new direction, a way of pursuit is about to get juiced up with some eclipse energy. Very long-running ways of expressing ourselves, along with long-running foundations, are about to change. So that means that our standards, our comfort zone, our way of living is in the area of fluctuation and change, and maybe even a tower moment. That which has become stagnant and which has become obsolete in our life is liable to shift in time in this time period. For example, I was talking about the radio the other day, and somebody said to me, nobody listens to the radio anymore, and they don't listen to podcasts either. They stream it. They stream everything. Of course, the young people are very used to streaming. I'm learning it. But that's what it's going to be. And the shift is going to come between now and the Scorpio full moon, which is on April 23rd. There's so much being packed into this month, these 6 weeks. It's incredible. We're looking at an opportunity, unlike any other, to really take hands-on approach with the way we express the world, the way that we pursue and immerse ourselves with inspiration, motivation, and it's in the sign of Aries, which is the sign of new beginnings. But don't forget, Aries is also the child of the zodiac. So the new beginnings are like being a little baby learning how to walk. As we look at the entirely new paradigm of self-perception coming into being, and we're going to look at ourselves differently than the way we used to. Luckily, I think it'll be more positive. The way we look at an opportunity will be unlike any other. And it's wonderful that we're going to be able to put these new perceptions into being. We're going to manifest them. The way that we see and picture our own journey, the way that we find inspiration and fuel ourselves to approach and begin to walk towards your ultimate goal is about to receive the energy of these eclipses, because Aries rules the first house. It also rules the head. So it's going to be thinking, talking, action, visualization, and creating, and doing it differently than the way we've always done it. Meaning that there could have been a previous way that we used to do things, a previous way of fueling an idea or fueling an expression. The older protocol, the old ways, manners of expression, could leave our experience now and be replaced with something else, another way. We have to be prepared to experience ourselves differently. A good example of that is job interviews. We used to have to send in the resume or call up and make an appointment and bring our resume in and sit down and talk to people. We don't do that anymore. Everything is done online. You send the resume in, They plow through them and they pick the ones that they're interested in. And it has nothing to do with people and personality. It has to do with what's written on a piece of paper. Well, that kind of is something I didn't agree with. I like to have the personality in with it too, because you never know. But that's what they're doing. And it's interesting. And we're even going to be doing it even differently than that. Pluto has now moved into Aquarius, and we're all having our first eclipse in the nodal axis. First one. This is a major, major beginning point, and it's on the south node. This is the point of new attractions, of stepping into a new story. As I was tuning into the eclipse energy last week, I did this on March 14th. Which is Einstein's birthday, by the way. I sense there was a lot of anxiety and tension around how do I maximize everything I've done and accomplished over the years and channel all of that into these new paths. How can I, in one sentence, show somebody what I've done for 40 years or 30 years or 20 years? It's kind of a hoarding type of energy. Or fear of having wasted a lot of time. A fear that not everything is going to flow into these new paths. Not every word, every idea, every foundation may be relevant in the future. Because there's ways we are no longer using at all in the future. There's also a feeling of deterioration and feelings of lack. Being erased and a more prosperous, more of a dignifying energy coming. So part of our identity is not going to come from loss. I'm not good enough. Somebody's better than me. And it's going to be, I know who I am. I know what I am. And I know how I serve. It's going to come from a much stronger energy. I sense more of a conflict as we get closer to these eclipses. The idea of, is that the way I'm expressing dignified for me? Or am I appeasing a group? Or appeasing even a desire, a hunger, a craving that I have? For example, being attached to something in your life, not because necessarily that it's an inspiration or fueling your next level of evolution, but because it's accompanying a very nearsighted or short-sighted means, like paying the bill. How many of you are in a job that you don't feel creative at all? You just go in by rote and get it done and come home to pay the bills. Not that you should go out and quit your job, or that you need to turn into opposition what currently fuels you or works in your life. But there is a feeling somewhere during this energetic time, and it needs a very gentle, a very loving and direct thought, sort of hands-on work. You may need to develop your new way while you're completing the old way. And that's where we are right now. We need to think deeply at this time about what I am demanding in my life to complete and satisfy my day-to-day activity. And is that in alignment with the greater evolution of my soul right now? Many people are feeling stuck. I'm just coping. Some of the things I'm buying or funding or keeping a sort of quiet peace or stillness, I keep my mouth shut and just do. That may be necessary for a very temporary type of coping, but in the long run, it will deprive you of certain connections and certain evolutions. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Let's take our break for our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back to tell you more about the April eclipse energy. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of March 18th through March 24th, 2024. On Sunday, March 17th, which is today, the Sun conjuncts Neptune. Once again, we realize that not just performance counts, but the trust and the sense of belonging are also prerequisites to a successful life. Monday is an excellent day to tackle work, as long as it's not too intellectual, which is better to focus on Tuesday. 3 days later, on March 20th, the Sun enters Aries, ushering in the spring, as well as the equinox and the astrological new year. Spring flowers in the Northern Hemisphere, and the night and day are the same length. The Sun's entry into Aries signifies a new beginning, which we can celebrate and embrace. This is a time for new beginnings, and if you've allowed some of your 2024 New Year's resolutions to fall away, it's certainly the time to renew them. At the same time, Mercury is conjunct Chiron and the Moon's node. It is evident to all that we need to solve complex problems, but the options seem painful. On Friday, March 22nd, Mars enters Pisces. The weekend is less about chores and duties and more about socializing and having fun. Also, Venus conjuncts Saturn, indicating a willingness to find pragmatic solutions. Saturday promises to be joyful as long as you can be loose and remain spontaneous and don't overplan or overthink too much. Plan an outside brunch or an afternoon meal, because it's easier to form a romantic connection before dark. Spring is the time to awaken out of your winter slumber and begin to focus on and build the future that you envision and desire. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Vision of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. And that was our weekly cosmic tip. This week is rather quiet compared to next week and the next 2 weeks. The April eclipse energy, the one for new beginnings, is going to show us some of the pitfalls of some of the things that we've worked so hard to carve out. And this can be difficult for some of you to go through because, for example, now, don't freak out. Someone has saved up for so many years to do XYZ, maybe to buy a house, and they've achieved that, and now they've got to get that what next feeling. The pursuit of this is felt more relevant to me than the actual having of it. So when you try to create a new connecting point that has a kind of need in, a kind of an emptiness, and a kind of energy behind it, it's like you got the house, okay, that's done, what's next? And you feel at a loss, you feel empty. That's part of what this eclipse energy is. Here's a hint. For example, the ratio of success depends upon the gravitation of that you have and have fueled, depends on the energy that you have to move towards something, not about the outcome or what you're moving towards, but how you pursue it. This is the time of the lunar eclipse to start dropping all of those ideas that are hungry for a certain result or hungry for a certain payout or for something that you don't already have, and just enjoy the process of moving toward your goal or new beginning. You guys need to realize that a lot of what you think you need in your day-to-day life will not come to pass in this eclipse. This may be very hard for some people. We have these daily habits, along with preconceptions about what we need to live or what we basically need for a relatively stable equilibrium between interdependent elements, especially to maintain stability while adjusting to optimal conditions for survival. And we're going to get into having to have survival in the next 6 months to a year, if not sooner. The body's ability to maintain stable internal conditions despite external changes. When we can't maintain inner and outer stability, we are neglecting or refusing to believe in the inherent capacity of the body. In other words, if we go to the store and there's no food on the shelves, we can freeze up and panic and not think about other alternatives. Or maybe we didn't prepare for that. Creating physical, mental, spiritual balance is not dependent on a specific kind of economic context or in a specific series of events. There are certainly nutritional necessities. There are a need to de-stress, and there is a need not to be in constant fight or flight or in constant anxiety. You're going to have to watch for that, and you're going to have to prepare for that. So I hope you have your high vibration music, and I hope you have your meditation techniques all set up, because you're going to need them. A lot of us need to detach our ability to create the kind of environment from the dollar amount or from the extremes we go to just to receive it, just receive money. Or payment. A lot of people will climb Mount Everest just to get a pay raise. People can make things very difficult, or by not putting the time in for the dime. You gotta put the time in for the dime. By keeping your possibilities far away from you, you instill the horse and carrot dynamic. By constantly chasing something when they could already have it or already give it to themselves. Leading up to the eclipses, especially when we are still in Pisces season, which ends this Tuesday and Wednesday, March 19th and 20th, just before the spring equinox, try to allow some of the small stuff that you're worried about to wash away and allow some of the newness, the expansion, the new ideas to come in so that you can begin to have an understanding of what it is exactly that you are trying to do here. What are you trying to accomplish? What's your personal change that's coming? I'd like to know. The eclipse in April is coming in the collective first house, and that's where I sense that people have a difficult time as to how they identify to the first house ways. It's not your reputation identity. That's the 10th house. It's the first house. It's you. It's your soul. It's your inner truth. Who I am, what I do, and how I serve. We have a deep change coming in the very basic sense of how we project, identify, and hold ourselves in the world. A lot of us have not been honest with ourselves about who we are, and that's really going to come to the light. No more exaggeration, no more of the Meghan Markle lies. You have to be truthful with yourself. This is happening on the center point of the American continent, right in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, and St. Louis, like what I said to you, where the cross over each other. And already there's been a lot of flooding there. It's possible that a lot of people have lied to themselves about who they are. it's possible that a lot of people are shifting back and forth in a certain narrative about themselves. Maybe it's not matching up with the facts. Maybe it's not matching up with the truth. This eclipse will actually bring who you really are into reality. No dressing it up and no tearing it down. Not putting on a false face anymore. Not feeling like you need to hide. Not being scared of people you feel are against you. It's very interesting on how all this works. Also, very sacred. We're in Pisces-Aries dynamics. This is my truth. Who I am. Who I was created to be. And I'm not afraid of the options or opinions that other people hold. I do not have to pretend anymore or present a person of myself to make other people feel comfortable. I don't have to do a disservice to them and to myself. I cannot decide for them whether or not they're comfortable with me. That is going to be huge right now. Those feelings are going to be huge right now. And you have to depend on your own feelings. And you know as soon as you enter a room, an area, or even a department store, whether it's safe or not, whether you should meet it or not, and don't do this, well, I'll hurry and get it, and then I'll leave. If you go into a store and you feel uncomfortable, turn around and walk out. You can get whatever item you need later. We think we're being modest or humble when we try to be that which makes other people feel comfortable. However, what we're really doing is making a decision for someone else about what they see. There is a lot of white lies, in some cases, that have to do really with coming to the light during this eclipse. Let's look at Elizabeth Warren. She was a good example for me. She told everybody that she was Native American so that she could get a break in college and try to run for office, and it was all a lie. All of it was a false persona. Other people have done that too, many people. You may have a fear of losing support or confidence from some of these people that you're not being honest with. However, this energy will clear up the karma and the aura because you are not having people support you on a false basis. You're coming from intent and transparency. This is not always deliberate. It may sound dark or like politics or manipulative to hide behind a false truth. But a lot of people do it inherently, without any pre-planning or realizing even that it's happening. It's been part of our culture. We were brought up that way. It's more like a mirror, mirroring the person you're in dialogue with or feeling in harmony with. It's like a physical mechanism of the brain to identify. We are all going to have to watch out for that. For being so comfortable, harmonious, to where we create a space of disharmony in our own minds. Because we are not expressing who we really are to the world, there will be a lot of energy of people coming out of the closet over the next few months. And it may really shock people to see just what is being unveiled. Mainly, this energy brings in self-awareness. I'm trying to front, to project to someone who is not really who I am. I'm embracing a style who is not me. This starts to feel very conflicting. And what the result is, conflict, both to them and to you. It's the energy of war. Of conflict. They smile or respond in a way that's not valid for them. They are declaring war on themselves, not allowing something to come out. It's like hampering or territorial seizure of self And I can remember doing this. The closest that I can remember is when I would get dressed for work and it would be a special day. I worked in aviation and I had to meet a lot of important people. And I would get dressed and I would look in the mirror and I would say I look beautiful and I would be this, or I would identify maybe with a movie star, or I feel like Raquel Welch or like Kim Novak. And I would just picture that. But that's not being yourself. I can remember doing that and then tearing myself down later saying, you're foolish. That's not true. And then I would get into conflict. So this feeling can manifest at a larger level when you have a lot of collectives. It's a conflicting, super-controlled mixture. Look at how it's manifesting on very high levels right now. Look at politics. Look at our leaders. With this new energy, we can start to trust the honesty of who we are. We can be transparent and the expression and living our lives so that we are not diminishing, hiding, or pushing ourselves down while creating the energy of pretense and conflicts. Now we're going to take a break for our messages. This is Elizabeth Jane. This is Elizabeth Joy. Sorry about that. Let's find out on BBS Radio. We'll have our messages, and I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
A quick shadow. What is this body? That shadow of a shadow of your love that somehow contains the entire universe. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? A man sleeps heavily, though something in him blazes like the sun, like a magnificent fringe sewn up under a hem. He turns under the covers. Any image is alive. A clear red stone tastes sweet. You kiss a beautiful mouth and a key turns in the lock of your fear. A spoken sentence sharpens to a fine edge. A mother dove looks for her nest, asking where, coo, where, coo. Where are we? Goes to cry, where the sick go when they hope to get well, where the wind lifts and helps with the winnowing, and at the same moment sends a ship on its way. Where anyone says only God is real. flies back and forth through the sky. East, west, cool, 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 Baku. The sun saying, where are we? As it weaves with the asking, like the sun saying, where are we? As it weaves with the asking.
Where are we? Do you know where you are? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we're talking about the eclipses that are coming. And many of us across the world are going to be saying, who am I and where are we? Where is everyone? What happened? What happened to all this, all these things we were used to? All the good things in my life that I've learned, what happened, and what's my next step? As the eclipse comes, it will be harder to do things alone. It will be harder to be an island, to live in your hermit kingdom. It will be harder to be isolated because we're going into community and community service. It's the first house. I cannot do this alone anymore. Economically, this might mean a meeting with a group of people, and it might mean hiring more people, and it might mean having more than one job for yourself. In a wider sense, it means creating a village or a community, or creating a group of like-minded people so you can get things done. There could be a lot of difficulty coming, like not bouncing ideas off of people. You see this on the global stage right now with our leaders. And it's not just happening there. It's happening with a lot of individuals. It won't be in the time of Aries and Pisces. That's where we are now. Because there's a lot of washing away. A lot of coming to terms with who we are. But after Jupiter moves into Gemini, in mid-May, and we enter Gemini season, the sign of communication and groups, this grouping can be very positive or very negative. But this is next on the list. We have 6 to 8 weeks to go before the eclipse comes in. So be mindful as we pass through these energies to make this space for the new. What do you need to drop and detach from? a lot of the stagnated energies that hold that others can have on us, others have power over us. We have a lot of weight to shed, both physically and energetically. Some of us may need to move, but not right away. There's going to be a mass migration during this eclipse time. It's already begun. I'm not just talking at the borders. Everybody's going to want to gather and go out to see the eclipse, especially where it crosses over in the middle of the country. Please get the map out on Nassau to find out where it is, and I want to tell you, stay away. Do not go in the fray. The last week of March and the first 2 weeks of April, it will be very chaotic out there, especially in the cities and densely populated areas. I'm feeling Indianapolis and Chicago especially. You'll be watching a lot, especially on the U.S. and Mexican-Canada border. Be prepared. There may not be food on the shelves. There may not be any highway access, kind of like the 2020 was with the pandemic. Stick close to home, close to your community and familiar ground. Regarding the path of totality, the people that are in the path of totality. Now, what's the path of totality? That's where the eclipse is directly overhead, and it's going to get dark for 3 or 4 hours. And what you're supposed to do when it gets dark is stay inside and pull all your shades, and don't let that into the house. And get into prayer and turn on some powerful music. That's what you need to do. Not that you listen, but that's what you need to do so that it won't stick to you and pull you in. And be prepared for some rough weather. Don't get sucked in, but do stock up. Stock up for at least a month's supplies. This is a major event. So many people will be traveling to the totality route and the path of the eclipse. It's not a good thing to do, but people don't listen. There will be some very new situations happening in this energy that we have never seen. Remember, the eclipse energy comes from the center of the galaxy, and we know nothing about that energy. We really haven't experienced it before. So please be cautious, be careful, and follow your signals within. There's also very new energy coming in. You may get a new car. You may get a new house. You may get a new computer. You may get new clothes. You will get new things. It's the journey of self-discovery. What do you like? What do you no longer like? And this is very important right now because it's part of your new life that's coming. There's an eclipse happening in the first house. The old self is disappearing and the new self is emerging. And we are going to go through a lot of self-discovery. This is what we're building up to. An important sense of sobriety. An important time to make decisions, especially about who's right and who's wrong. A judgment about yourself, your past, your history, and what is appropriate for you now, based on the previous momentum and what you feel. What's been going on with you since the first of the year? Go to a deep soul level. And it's very important that you begin, and it's very important that you do this work. Don't allow yourself to get confused, upset, or in fear, because it could last a long time. Make sure that you're vibrant, that you're raising your vibration, that you're doing what you can, and the best that you can do with brightness, with light, with joy and with happiness. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. But we have Elizabeth Hepburn singing Let Peace Come to Earth, and we also have Williams' Moonlight and the Meditation, and then Wonderful Richard. And Richard's going to play We Can Live Together in Peace. So tonight, it's about getting peaceful and feeling peaceful as we end and close down this wonderful St. Patrick's Day, which is always fun. Now it's time to go within, to look very seriously at where your life is and make changes and discard that which impedes you, which gives you sadness, which gives you darkness, and which helps you to feel tied down. Break free of it. Allow the new air to come in, and then you can make new decisions about your new life. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. Next week is the night before the first eclipse. So thank you for tuning in now, and tune in again next week. I want to say one more thing. I did put a video up on YouTube that I want you all to try to watch and click on, so that I can keep my channel. There haven't been too many people that have bothered to view it. And it's about 2024 and the predictions. It's on YouTube under Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. Thank you for that. I'll see you next time. Good night.
Far tonight, sweet moon.
To help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. out of fear into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.